You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by John Peterson and Gordy Young in association with John and Gordy Productions, Civic Media, and your Uncle Steve. Side effects may include nausea, uncontrollable laughter, and the desire to throw your radio into Lake Mendota. Now, here they are, John and Gordy. We're sorry.
Yes. There's that, you know.
Yes.
WMDX 92.7. It's a fantastic morning. You know, we're right down the street from the state capitol.
Yeah, skies are clear. It's beautiful. 46 degrees. High today about 51. Not as warm as yesterday, but should see a good deal of sunshine mixed in with some clouds.
Yeah.
Then more warmth returns tomorrow.
I can't wait. I really can't. But I'm going to be, probably passed out in my chair next 2 days.
You've been sick for a while.
I have, and only days. Less than 4 hours of sleep for 3 nights in a row. This is not doing me any
is it
just good.
The stiff, painful neck.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
You don't remember lifting anything or doing anything.
No, it's just awful.
Doing any wild dance moves out on the dance floor at
Testicle
Festival. Yeah.
All
right. Never know when you might just, do a break dance right here.
I bet you John is actually a secret salsa dancer.
Salsa.
Oh, yes. Mr. Mamba.
Okay.
Remember John Candy was Mr. Mambo.
Oh, on SCTV?
Yeah, yeah. All right. And
a long time ago.
I just want to finish up a thought here. And this is, again, I love saying his name, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick.
Howard Lutnick.
Lutnick.
Lutnick, get over here.
He said this. He said, some products that are made foreign might be more expensive, but American products will get cheaper, and that's the point. Okay, let's examine that. Will U.S. products be cheaper? Think about it.
Well,
or just appear cheaper besides higher-priced tariff products.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Everything will get more expensive, right? Mm-hmm. Because they can. If you are a competitor and you have a lower priced product, but the other guy's getting more money, selling his product for more money, the American made product will suddenly become more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Prices are going to go up right across the
right.
board.
Why wouldn't American companies raise their prices to match the imports?
Why wouldn't they?
Duh.
Yeah, they're going to want to make some more money.
And one important element of all of this is that Lutnick seems to not remember that there is cheaper labor overseas.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, just a few little things to think about.
To ponder.
All right.
Hey, phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK. You can also call us or text us on the Civic Media app. Joe is on the line this morning with a question or a comment. Good morning, Joe. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just going to do a little math here.
Okay.
It's not super, super complex, but you've been talking about the cuts being made and what kind of consequences may come. And I just wanted to throw a little one in here that they had. The Doge people took their hacksaw to the National Park Service. And here's the stat. We spend $3.7 billion in appropriations to the National Park Service. In return, that generates $55 billion in revenue and over 400,000 jobs. Okay.
Oh, God.
So, does that make a lot of sense?
No.
Not really.
No, it doesn't.
No. And what's ahead is a desire to have more drilling and mining in the national parks through and then opening up to logging in a wonderful line that they call it the Fix Our Forests Act.
Yeah, well, there you go. Perfect name.
Them, yeah.
Yes. Well, how do they do that? They come up with these names so perfectly, don't they?
There's one person in a room that's been tasked with this.
Yes.
It's like the person who picks out paint colors, you know, that describes paint colors, same sort of thing. How can I do both?
Yeah.
So the Fix Their Forest Act is coming around the corner. Mm. But sadder than sad, apparently there's been some allegations that the National Park Service people are trying to keep their high record attendance of the last year kind of secret so people don't look at it, so it doesn't make Trump look bad.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Yeah. Good luck.
Well, you think he'd, you know, he'd use that to just brag, right? Somehow reverse it and use it to brag.
No. We have to make it cost us more money. So anyway, keep it up, guys. All always love the show. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now here's something.
We need to get Joe her own radio show.
Yeah.
Here. Really, every time. Great stuff, Joe.
So,
thank you.
You brought this up first thing in the morning here when we got to the station. Elon wants to cut entitlements. Now, entitlements is just a word Republicans love using to make it sound really bad. But this is these are investments that you and I and everybody else who works for a living, we invest in. We invest in the Social Security entitlement, and we also invest in Medicare.
And we've been doing it for decades.
I know you get a little angry.
I do.
Cool down, man.
Well,
I know.
You know?
I know. He wants to take your money away, all the money you have put away.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to take it away.
Yeah.
This unvetted, arrogant foreigner, stupidly cutting our government to shreds, wants to cut Social Security. He came right out and said it with Larry Kudlow on Fox News. This is incredible. He wants to go after Medicare as well because he wrongly thinks that it's a Democratic plan to attract immigrants as voters into this country.
That's what he said.
Now, this is here's the thing. This guy is making all these changes to our country, and yet he can't think clearly or in any logical way.
Yeah.
So he's making major decisions, closing down departments in this country, and yet he's got this completely wrong. And no one ever told me that we were trying to attract immigrants into this country with Social Security.
Medicare.
Yeah. You know, and the George Soros check hasn't come in the mail for me anyway.
This is
just really bizarre stuff. And I've got a clip here of Elon talking about this. He doesn't even, I don't think he either doesn't think clearly or doesn't speak clearly, but let's listen to this cut anyway.
Okay. I mean, the way it's important in entitlement spending, you know, which is all of the, which is most of the federal spending is entitlements. That's like the big one to eliminate.
Eliminate?
That's the sort of half trillion, maybe $700 billion a year.
Just eliminate.
That is also a mechanism by which the Democrats attract and retain illegal immigrants by essentially paying them to come here and then turning them into voters.
Yes.
What? Yes.
So
yes.
This is why the Democrats
on,
are so upset about the situation, because they're losing, you know, if we turn off this gigantic money magnet for illegal immigrants, then they will leave and they'll lose voters.
Okay, this is one thing that he does, and he does this all the time when he talks.
Mm.
He does stutter, but he's inserting pauses, and he's checking out the reaction to the person he's talking to. I've noticed this.
Mm.
So when he pauses, he's actually looking to see whether that person is accepting what he's saying or
believing
not.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's it. Check it out next time.
It's
really, he's really unsure of himself, and he's making these grandiose statements about Social Security Medicare attracting immigrants.
He said all this on CNBC.
Yeah,
with Larry Kudlow.
CNBC.
And
but
gets me is Larry Kudlow was in the first Trump administration for a while
as an economic advisor.
Yes,
yeah,
and he knows that this is BS.
Absolutely. He has to know
but
that.
But he's just sitting there, yes, that's right. Yeah, so agreeing with everything that Elon says. It's just...
And not only is he
crazy.
Wrong about, you know, attracting immigrants to this country with Social Security and Medicare, immigrants don't get Medicare or Social Security payments. They don't get it. They actually contribute to Social Security and Medicare, they make the program stronger because they don't take any of the money out. Mm-hmm. So he's got it completely wrong. The opposite. He doesn't know anything about these departments at all. And again, he did say he wants to eliminate it.
Right.
Social Security. Eliminate
the whole thing.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. Dismantle that department.
Wow.
Yep.
All right. And wow. On this program, we've been talking about this. I always talk about this anyway. It's where we spend money, we spend it on us. We pay taxes, we spend money.
Mm-hmm.
And we get benefits from it. It makes our life easier. But if you give a tax cut, it also spends money out of our general fund. So both programs, so both ways of doing it takes money out of the general fund. I've got AOC with this little track here, 119, and she says it actually a lot clearer than I just did. Let's listen to this.
They have cut every single benefit program that actually serves everyday people all the way down to the bone already. But you know what they aren't cutting? Tax cuts for G-Wagons. You know what they aren't cutting? The tax cuts for private jets. And I want you to understand, I want everyone to understand that tax cuts cost money. We have to pay for them.
Yeah,
so every dollar that you spend in federal taxes is going to pay for some rich person's G-Wagon, and it's also going to cut in 8-year-old kids with autism's ability to access Medicaid. That's what they are putting on the table. That's what they're trying to make worse. And frankly, I don't care what party you are, we cannot stand for this.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Now, a G-Wagon, if you didn't know, is a Mercedes-Benz EV.
Oh, okay.
All right, so who talks
G-wagon.
About G-Wagons? I've never heard of that before. Mm. But again, she said, tax cuts cost money, and we have to pay for them. They come out of the general fund. Mm-hmm. Just as tax cuts cost money, we pay out of the general fund again.
Yeah.
And I'd much rather see the money go to us. That's why we pay our taxes into the government, so they would, do stuff good for us.
Mm-hmm.
And this idea that legislators, Congress people get health care via us, paid for by us,
mm-hmm.
and they act like it's an entitlement if the American public is crying out for health care somehow,
yeah.
right?
But
that doesn't make
it.
Any sense.
No.
Well, what do you think you deserve it? Wait a minute. We're giving you health care, remember? Give it to us now.
Mm-hmm.
And they just act like it's an entitlement. You're just freeloading off the government. It's government expansion.
Mm-hmm.
Can't have any of that stuff.
That's right. It's 18 minutes past the hour. Again, phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. You can call us or text us also on the Civic Media app. Free to download. Mm. And you can go right from the app right into our studio here with your text or call. We'll be back with Brittany Merlot, get an update on the weather, and also coming up, Robert J. talking about Mama Cares on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX 92.7 is Johnny Gordy. Scurry down State Street.
It's going to be a beautiful day. We'll get to that in just a moment with Brittany Merlot. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. The Verlo Mismatch Sale is happening. It's the biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, the same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. Hurry in now. Save an additional 10% off of every single mattress and box spring. Wake up and sleep better. Verlo Mattress of Madison, 2 locations, east side and west side. Go to verlo.com for more information. John?
I think we have to thank Brittany Merlot for the great weather forecast that we have here.
Yeah.
This is just, you're killing it.
Yeah, we got up to 66 degrees officially yesterday here in Madison. It was great.
Oh my gosh, breaking records there. And I feel like with the time change too, it was perfect to have the heat right when we get the longer sunlight into the evening so we could actually enjoy it after work yesterday.
Right.
Oh, it was great. Great, yeah. Great. Were you in shorts? Did you guys go that far?
Shorts?
No.
Do we wear shorts anymore, Gordy?
No.
No.
Not even when it's 90?
Two old guys.
Come on, in the old man socks with the gym shoes.
There you go.
The vibe.
You know, yeah, you're right. You know, yeah. If we went that route,
right,
then we could get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best. It always makes me smile when I see that.
Oh, I know. You know, it took me a long time to get rid of my white tennis shoes.
So did you get out and enjoy the nice weather, Brittany?
I did. I finally went out. I went for a walk along the trail, along the river, and it was muddy, slushy, sloppy. But here's the thing. I saw families out there doing the little kid jump, you know, over the puddles.
Oh,
that used to be my favorite thing. Yeah. Mom and Dad used to pick me up. Sure. So it was cute to see that. And I also saw a couple out in the river swimming.
No.
Swimming.
Wow.
There's ice chunks still out there. And they were out there just enjoying the 70s, thinking it was summer or something.
That sounds like a good time.
Yeah, right?
What river runs through Wausau?
Wisconsin River.
Oh, okay.
That's a cold river. It's the start of the year.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I was like, okay. There's still ice chunks in there. I know it's 70 outside, but woo.
I know you have to have a certain temperament to be in this state. You know, you got to like cold weather, ice, snow. You got to like all of that stuff to live here. But really, to swim on the Wisconsin River, it's a little cold.
So today's not going to be quite as warm, but then things start to rebound.
Mm-hmm.
Quickly. Yeah. So this is the coolest day of the week. Highs in the upper 40s. So still above average.
It is.
Still fantastic. We've got a high pressure system in place. So a ton of sunshine today. Tomorrow into Thursday, we'll get partly sunny as we go into Friday, but Friday is the warmest again. We're going to climb right back to the low 70s on Friday.
Whoa, 70s.
Cool. Very cool.
And then Then we're going to get hit with showers and thunderstorms, I'll bet.
I hope.
Friday night, Saturday, maybe?
Friday night. It looks like around 9 o'clock at night, we could see a wave of thunderstorms roll through, followed by some light rain after that. And then as the system leaves on Sunday, some light rain snow mix could be there, but nothing major, just a small little trace there. But definitely a storm moving in over the weekend. So it'll be interesting to see our first actual thunderstorms of the season.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd love that.
Jay.
I love thunderstorms. I like lightning and thunderstorms. Who doesn't?
Me too.
As a little kid, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You're reliving your childhood.
Well, I am. I'm still living it, yeah.
Okay.
That's the way to live.
Yeah.
All right. Brittany, thank you so much. You have
you're
a great day.
Guys.
By the way, Brittany,
Wait.
Let me ask you a question.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think that guys kind of tend to be children all their lives?
Yes.
Yeah. Right?
What's your point?
That's my point.
That's
more the woman's view.
Yeah, I think that they have. I really have to hand it to women to put up with us. You know, we stay childlike all the time. It's just it's got to be mind numbing for you guys. You know, to put up.
Well,
with.
There's a difference between childlike and childish. So
yeah,
childlike.
Right.
You know, you're curious and you're
curious
you know.
And doing dumb things and saying stupid things, but. Child.
Okay.
This is amazing.
All right.
Amazing. Okay.
Never do I have a man apologizing for it or recognizing it. So, you know what? I love you.
Well, thank you.
Oh,
thank
you. Wow. Okay.
There you go.
All right. Thank you, Brittany. we'll leave
bye,
it
guys.
There.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye. Have a great day.
See?
It's Brittany Merlot, our WMDX meteorologist, declaring her love for John Peterson.
Yeah.
Live right here.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Next.
You got something for me at all?
Well, what I'd like to say right now is this portion of John and Gordy is brought to you by David J. Frank. Yes, they are your turnkey one-stop landscaping resource. You know, it was great to talk with Amy Horak yesterday, talking about springtime and all the things that people are doing to get ready for, you know, springtime, lawn care, flower care, trimming, shaping, pruning.
Painting? Painting plants. Yeah.
Painting. Oh, that's right. We talked about painting plants. Yeah.
She was nice enough to, you know, go along with
that. She took it a little too seriously.
Well, that's what she does. David J. Frank, three locations, Madison, Milwaukee, and Kenosha in our part of Wisconsin. And they are the largest landscape contractor in our part of the state. Go to davidjfrank.com for more information. John?
All right. Well, that sounds fantastic. How much time do we have there?
Couple minutes.
I got a story here. This is a little freaky out.
Okay.
Researchers racing to develop bird flu vaccines for humans have turned to cutting-edge technology from mRNA technology that now faces growing doubts among Republicans and Trump. Now, they're racing to get this bird flu up before this gets banned, okay? Legislation aimed to ban or limit mRNA vaccines was introduced this year by GOP lawmakers in at least seven states. In some cases, it would hit doctors who give the injections and criminal penalties for doing that and fines, possible revocation of their licenses. This is groundbreaking stuff. Some Republicans are also pressing regulators to revoke federal approval for the mRNA-based COVID shots. Now they want to ban our COVID shots. What? I'm not kidding. This is a real story. The vaccines using mRNA have applications well beyond the avian flu and COVID. They hold the promise of life-saving breakthroughs to treat many diseases, from melanoma to HIV to Zika, according to a lot of clinics. The proposed bans could block access to these advances in technology and treatment, healthcare treatment for humans.
Is that a Robert F. Kennedy Jr. thing?
I wouldn't doubt it, boy. This is crazy. They just don't like this mRNA stuff.
Midwest Farm Report is straight ahead. When we come back in our next half hour, we'll talk to Robert J. about Mama Cares on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
Gordy in the Morning.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
From the heart of downtown Madison, live from our State Street studios, the John and Gordy Show on 92.7 WMDX.
Yeah, baby. It's what's happening. It's where we're at. What is going on?
I don't know. There's a whole other show going on. John Peterson, well, Gordy Young.
I can't turn my head because of my stiff neck, and now you guys are playing games.
Yeah, so, Sam's making faces about you, around you.
I had it turned up a little far. I accidentally hit both of them to play at the same time. Yeah. So I jumped a little bit. Gordy was laughing.
All right.
Shocked me right out of my chair here. Okay. Madison weather today, 46 degrees currently, highs around 51. We'll see a lot of sunshine and some clouds. Good looking morning along State Street.
It's a fantastic morning.
John Peterson is under the weather. But he's here.
I'm still here. Anyway.
You're going to be okay, big guy?
That's what we do in radio. We come in sick.
Yeah.
Trooper. And we spread it.
Spread it around. All right? The whole station. Yeah. We got to spray down the microphones afterwards and, you know, disinfect everything. But that's okay.
All right. Well,
Hope you're feeling better soon.
We have a very special guest.
Yes, we do. Robert J. is joining us now. He's with the MAMA organization, Madison Area Music Association, and we're going to talk about Mama Cares. Good morning, Robert J. Good to have you here.
Good morning, Gordy. Good morning, John.
Hello.
Yeah, good to have you here.
You know, I don't want to say something bad about Mama Cares, but I'm sad that we have to have something like this instead of universal health care in this country.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree, Robert J.?
I would agree, you know. It's unfortunate that we're not taking care of all of our citizens in our country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about, first, before we get to the special event that's happening on March 30th, just give us a little bit of overview about Mama Cares and the Madison Area Music Association. This started almost 20 years ago, I think, right?
Right, right. The Mamas is a program, to promote local and Madison area music.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a way to give back for educational purposes to different schools, different entities that are involved in music. And they've given away over $250,000 over the years. In that aspect of the Mamas.
That's excellent, yes.
Yeah. Now, go ahead, Robert.
Oh, I was going to move on to Mama Cares, but if
yeah,
you have
no, that's good.
No, this is a great thing that's coming up, the 10th anniversary ball. So this is happening at High Noon Saloon coming up on Sunday, March 30th. So what can people expect if they go to this?
Well, great music, a ton of wonderful auction items and raffles, and we've got Sam Ness, wonderful singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
We've got
he's excellent.
Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets, which is a great trio of wonderfully talented women. And, of course, we have the Jimmies, a great blues horn band, and they'll be playing. And we'll be revving it up in between with all kinds of giveaways and raffles and goodness like that. So can I tell you about Mama Cares and how that started?
Yeah, please. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, in 2014, we had the perfect Christmas, and my son had a great time. And by New Year's, he had these headaches that wouldn't stop. Hmm. And pretty soon, he was put into the hospital, and they found that he had an infection in his right temporal lobe. And he was in the hospital for 17 days, and the doctor saved his life. We were lucky to live in a place like Madison where we have such world-class hospitals and caregivers. They saved his life, and
I'm
forever in debt to that. So after that, I had missed a lot of work. We had insurance, but all the co-pays and out-of-pocket expenses and lost work and time and yada yada. My friends, Rick Toit, the founder of the Mamas, and my cohort in the Moon Gypsies, Chris Wagner, threw a benefit for me at High Noon Saloon. And that day, over 350 people showed up to give our support to our family.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so I felt, and my wife at the time felt, that we needed to pass it forward.
Yeah.
And so I proposed the idea of Mama Cares. And we've been helping musicians ever since. So it's 10 years now. We've given out over $109,000 to Madison musicians in need.
It's amazing.
Every cent we raise goes back out to for the cause. You know, nobody makes any money here. It's all about helping each other.
And looking through what you wrote here in this in the press release that we're going off of here, it sounds like JC is doing just fine now, right?
He's doing great, man.
That's amazing. That's terrific, man.
Yeah, totally. The chances of something being hard for him cognitively was better than 50-50%, and he's grown up and beyond that. He's a loving, funny young man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Selling solar in Connecticut.
Right? Oh, really? Oh, is that right?
That's cool. Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, I know, you know, the Grammys were out there, and I remember a few speeches from the people there begging that they have some kind of health insurance for musicians that they can buy into or have supplied to them. So this is a problem all across the country for at least musicians. In this case, that's what we're talking about. But I think that's it's a great cause, and it's a great thing to have out there, especially here locally in Wisconsin.
Yeah. I agree. You know, it's always good to, you know, put a deposit in your karma bank, I say, well, you know.
Yeah. Right.
And this is my form of doing that, is to do that. You know.
Well, a lot of musicians, you know, most of the musicians that I know around Madison, in fact, anywhere, usually they have day jobs, you know, and music is they do it because they love it.
That's right.
Not really to earn a living, but to supplement, their day jobs. Exactly. And so it's really tough, especially for the ones that are professional musicians. They may not have much, or if any, healthcare insurance, and or you know, just what's required. But so Mama Cares really kind of steps in to help fill that void when things get bad, and they need the healthcare.
We certainly can't. All we can do is provide a supplement.
Right.
You know, just a little something to help them get through whatever crisis they're going through. And, you know, it's just our way of pitching in, really.
Mm-hmm. So can people buy tickets in advance to the 10th anniversary ball or just show up and get them at the door?
Just show up. It's a $10 suggested donation at the door.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got some great auction items and raffle items. A few to mention, our wonderful friend, Mr. Butch Vig, is sending us some signed vinyl.
All right.
He's very also cool. offered, this is the coolest one,
yeah,
a one-hour Zoom meeting with him talking everything music and recording.
Wow. That's great.
Wow. And that's a wonderful thing. And I saw him when he was back for the Joey's Song deal. Mm-hmm. And he immediately says, yeah, I'll help any way I can. So that's great. We've got some guitars that are going to be part of the auction.
Yeah.
We've got artwork. We've got pottery. We've got all kinds of show tickets. We got spa treatment things and, you know, gift certificates to Crystal Grand and different things like that. So there's a lot of things that people can walk away with something out of this other than just contributing to the cause.
Well, we have to we have to apologize that Johnny Gordy faceplates, collector's faceplates, did not come in yet.
Well, the first shipment came in and they were all damaged. They were broken and had to send them back. But we're still working on it. You know, it's a work in progress.
Well, yeah.
Talking with Robert J. here from Mama Cares.
Maybe if you gave us a signed voucher.
Yeah, sure. Oh, that would work. Yeah.
With witnesses signing it, too.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
Well, we've got some of our John and Gordy balls. I mean, we could throw those into the auction. Yeah, our squeeze balls, our stress balls.
We do actually have that, Robert J.
We'll get those to you. I don't know if they're going to bring much, but, you know, it could be souvenir items.
Yeah.
Well, Robert J., thank you for joining us again. It's Mama Care's 10th anniversary ball. It's happening March 30th at High Noon Saloon from 3 until 8 p.m. What a great lineup of music. Sam Ness, Gin Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets, and the Jimmies. That is going to be a fun time.
Yeah, March 30th, 3 to 8.
Yep.
Yeah.
And if people want to find out more information about Mama Care's or Mama Awards, how do they do that, Robert?
Well, they can go to themamas.org/MamaCares.
All right.
Very good. Robert J., good luck with the event. And it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. I think I'll stop by here there for a while. Should be a lot of fun.
Please do.
All right.
And thanks for all your music as well.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Well, it's my job.
I know.
Good
Thank
deal.
You.
It is. Okay.
Thanks, Robert.
All right.
It's Robert J. from Mama Cares.
All right.
Okay. Got a few minutes here.
And as I promised you, I think we have time for the Rachel Maddow rundown of the
barely.
Signs she
we
saw.
We barely got enough time. Quit yapping.
Let's go with it.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania today. People turned out to stand up for science. That was the name of the protest. To protest against the Trump administration's indiscriminate cuts to science in all ways. You can see some of the signs here. Fight for science. Defend the NIH. Defunding research is a recession plan. That's actually quite true. Here's another good one in Pittsburgh. Got polio? No? Thanks, science. Across the state of Pennsylvania, outside City Hall in Philadelphia. Look at this. That's a really big protest. Some good signs at the Philly protest as well. Your policy, defund the NIH, has been rejected by peer review. This is a good one. I feel like this one is special for Susan's birthday today. She loves Beaker from the Muppets. Susan, this happened in Philly today. This is the only orange Muppet I trust to tell me about science. A version of this sign we saw a few different places today. I love trans mice. I know you didn't listen to Trump's speech to Congress this week. I saw the numbers. It was the least watched Trump State of the Union or joint speech to Congress of all the ones he's given.
That's
so I know
right.
you didn't watch. But one of the things he said in his speech was that one of the terrible liberal things that his top campaign donor had discovered was happening in government was research to make mice transgender. And he said that in his speech, and all the Republicans gasped and laughed and jeered because that was so terrible. Actually, it's transgenic mice. And transgenic mice are used in all kinds of laboratory research because mice are transgenic when they have been genetically altered so you can study human illnesses and conditions in them even though they're mice. It is transgenic mice, you numbskulls. But sure, Elon, go ahead and shut down all the labs studying all the diseases. God. Because what are you, five? Some signs in Boston. No science means no medicine, no tech, no progress, no future.
I think that's giving him credit.
Also, this one, cut DNA, not the NIH.
Yep.
In Madison, Wisconsin, local public radio there put the turnout at what they described as more than 1,000 at the Stand Up for Science protest at the Wisconsin State Capitol. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler said he was there, and he thought the crowd was even larger than that. He also singled out his favorite sign in Madison, which was, quote, no science, no cheese. 9 out of 10 preventable diseases prefer the GOP. Every disaster movie begins with a politician ignoring science.
Yep, that's
the science supporting the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. We love NOAA. So stop firing the darn meteorologists and the people who run the freaking weather radar.
Yeah.
People turned out in St. Louis, Missouri, which is a good science sign. Time to react with the steaming beaker. The biggest protest today was in Washington, D.C. Literally thousands of people turned out to stand up for science and protest against Trump today. Really big turnout in Washington. Signs there include these. Science is not a liberal conspiracy. Doge doesn't pass peer review.
Yeah.
This is a nice subtle one. Hello, Health and Human Services Secretary. Quote, science prevents brain worms.
That's a good one. That's Rachel Maddow.
Yeah.
MSNBC.
Great stuff. Great signage.
Back with Leftovers on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
Funeral leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Oh, you're gonna love these. They're crunchy ones, too.
Gesundheit. 92.7 WMDX. John and Gordy, along with Sam Davison, our most excellent producer. Pushing the buttons, flipping the switches. Hey, this portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. The Verlo Mismatch Sale is happening. Biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside. Same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. Hurry in now. Save an additional 10% off every single mattress and every single box spring. Wake up, sleep better. Verlo Mattress of Madison. Just go to verlo.com. Two locations in Madison, east side and west side. John?
All right. You know, we're going to be pulling a double shift in the not-too-distant future. I thought I'd mention it. Can we mention it here?
Well, you just did, and yes, we can. And, double shot at John and Gordy on WMDX.
That's right.
Let's see, the week of the 24th, right?
Yep, so not last week of the month.
Yeah. So we'll be here in the morning, and then we're filling in for Maggie in the afternoon.
We'll be on the Civic Media Network at that point.
Yeah,
with,
from 2 to 4.
For
double
Maggie
shot.
Dunn.
Does that mean that we take 2 shots before we do the afternoon show?
It probably helps.
I think so. Yeah.
Everybody has to take 2 shots.
Yeah. That includes you, Sam. Okay.
I'm down.
All right. I knew it. Okay, let's get to... stand-up comedian Stephen Miller. No, he's not a stand-up comedian. He's just, he's nuts. And he's a very close friend of Trump's.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do we have a call?
We do have a call.
All right, let's go to that call.
Hey, our program director, Catherine, is on the phone.
What did you say this time, Gordy?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm interrupting.
What did
I'm
we say?
I didn't mean to.
Okay.
I just wanted to just repeat if it's true.
What?
Did Brittany Monroe says she loves John Peterson?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
I know. You heard it
How
here
does
first.
That happen? How did that happen? She doesn't love anybody. She's a very particular person. How did you get that?
Well, you know, she did say that she's never heard a man apologize for
being
men,
childish.
For men being childish. And I did it for all men out there, whether you like it or not.
God.
And then.
Unbelievable how little it takes.
Yeah, see?
She just kind of blurted it out.
You guys are the best, too. I've had a great time listening to you, and I'm not in all this week. I don't even see you in person because I'm doing production for the station for the week. I can't believe how well you're doing without me being there. I don't understand.
I don't get it either. I don't get it either.
Wow.
It's almost like they've been doing this for 40 years.
Almost like
something like that.
I don't know.
But you're doing double duty. I was going to call and talk about exactly what you're talking about. You're doing double duty. You're in for Maggie all week.
Yes, that's all week
the
long.
Week of the 24th. Yeah. Yes. So not next fourth, week, but the week after that. Yeah. Yeah.
The week after. That's going to be fun.
Well, it's going to be like like a kid in a candy shop. You know, for me, I've got so many stories. I come in with a stack of stories, right?
We're actually going to just stay at the station 24/7 all that week. Yeah. We're just going to sleep here and eat here and be on the show.
I'll bring the deodorant. Okay, got it.
All right. Gordy, do you still have that stained cot that you found in your basement?
Yeah,
are you
going to
bring that into the station?
In.
Yeah.
Ew. Oh, no.
Who is right?
Get on with Stephen Miller.
Right.
I'm done.
All right, we're going to do Stephen Miller.
All right, Catherine.
All right, here we go.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, Stephen Miller has a few interesting rants here. Here's Miller defending Musk as Americans strike back against Tesla. A lot of protests across the country. Let's hear it.
Okay.
The anti-MAGA crowd is now focused on Elon Musk and Tesla. Six more protesters were arrested yesterday after they took over a Tesla showroom in New York City. And the unhinged behavior has Elon fearing for his own safety.
It's a real enemy. Like, I think they actually want to kill me. And the reason I know this is, well, they say so online. There's like Reddit forums where they don't just want to kill me, they want to desecrate my corpse.
And it's not just online. The far left is now firebombing Tesla dealerships across the country and defacing charging stations with swastikas. So far, at least three people have been arrested in connection with anti-Tesla vandalism or violence. So, Stephen, what do you think? Can the administration step in here, investigate, do something about these unhinged leftists?
The rhetoric and behavior from House Democrats, from Senate Democrats, from leading figures in the Democrat Party has created an incredibly unsafe environment for Republicans and for elected leaders in the Republican Party. But this pro-assassination activity in our country continues to happen. And let us not forget, it was only months ago that President Trump was the survivor of not one, but two assassination attempts. And far from cooling their rhetoric, the Democrat Party has made it even more incendiary.
He's so bad. Okay, one more.
Idiot.
One more. He's criticizing Saturday Night Live.
Oh, good.
Take a listen.
Of course, as you talked about why President Trump trying to keep the government open and avoid that shutdown, Saturday Night Live comparing him to a terrorist. Take a watch.
President Trump addressed a joint session of Congress and claimed that no president has changed government faster than him. Yeah, and nobody changed airport security faster than bin Laden.
Saturday Night Live has not been culturally relevant in 20 years. The only good thing that has happened on Saturday Night Live in the last couple decades were the times that President Trump hosted Saturday Night Live.
Take
but unfortunately,
easy.
Because Calm it's down. Gone woke, because it's gone left, because it's gone politically correct, Saturday Night Live is now the antithesis of comedy. And unless and until they decide to be fearless and bold and brave and actually mock and challenge the radical left and the Church of Woke, they're not ever going to be funny again.
I love that. Maybe Saturday Night Live is the next candidate for the Doge treatment. Maybe that'll sort them out.
yes, we got a Doge SNL.
Exactly.
Crumpet.
That's amazing. That guy.
Stephen Miller is just cadence, off the
it's funny stuff, you know. We'll have to play more Stephen Miller. He's he's truly
insane.
A character, right?
He is. Coming up tomorrow, we will be chatting with Mike McCabe. He's got a new Substack blog called What Brought Down an Empire. We'll talk about that. Stephanie Miller's coming up next, followed by Jane Matinere, Todd, Maggie. Have a great day. So long.
Just let's go through the grocery list here of names.
Okay.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.